This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A key Republican senator says when it comes to ending the partial federal government shutdown,
there'll never be a deal that doesn't have money for the physical barriers that we all have in the past agreed we need.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham speaking to reporters outside the White House after having Sunday lunch with President Trump.
The president is not asking for too much, and we're going to put on the table some ideas that have been embraced in the past. The question is, can we stop hating each other enough up here to find a way forward that'd be a win-win?
Today is day 10 of the shutdown. Russian media is reporting the Kremlin's detaining a U.S. citizen on spying charges. The TASS news agency says Paul Whelan was arrested by Federal Security Service officers during a spy rally in Moscow. The White House has not released any comments. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A worker at a North Carolina animal center is dead after a lion attacked her. That lion at the Conservators Center near Greensboro got out of a locked area while a team was cleaning an enclosure, and the victim, identified as a 22-year-old intern, Alexandra Black, was killed. She was a recent college graduate from Indiana. Obamacare will remain in force while a federal judge's ruling against it goes through the appeals process, as U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor of Texas yesterday stayed his December 14th ruling, saying the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. The stay means Obamacare stays in effect while 16 state attorneys general contest O'Connor's ruling that could wind up going before the U.S. Supreme Court. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he'll decide soon whether to run for president in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Some news now about your health. The CDC warning anyone who has cancer now or who has had the disease in the past to get a flu shot. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or a history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer 4 times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build the wall. The Department of Homeland Security secretary in Texas inspecting detention facilities at the U.S. border with Mexico. This visit after a second child trying to get into the U.S. illegally with his family dies. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died after receiving minimal treatment for flu-like symptoms. An autopsy showed he tested positive for influenza. influenza B. Kirsten Nielsen traveled to the southern border on Friday to inspect border facilities after the two Guatemalan children died. Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. She also inspected another facility in Yuma, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. It's an honor to have you here, sharing a part of your day, and it's an honor to have our next guest. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to him. I think he's been so busy wrapping up his brand new book that we're going to talk about, New International it is Technocracy, I should say, The Hard Road to World Order. He's a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Patrick Wood is with us. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. Thank you.
You got a little bit of the cold stuff, huh? So you've been dealing with that as well? I've had to deal with that a little.
We've had to go around our household, yeah. It's everywhere.
Well, I understand. Yeah, it is rather pervasive. You know, as long as we can, I'm thinking, okay, it's not the flu, the cough stays with you for a long time. I mean, I'm still dealing with the last part of it, and it's been, you know, what, about four, almost 5 weeks now. So hang in there. But we appreciate you coming on to talk about your new book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. In a lot of respects, your book is a needed primer, I would say many of us who have kind of been behind the curve. You've kept an eye on this, and you've been reporting on this, you know, quite regularly on this show, you know, what's been going on with technocracy, and, of course, with the recent revelations of what Facebook has been doing, what they've done in the political process and that. I mean, that's a clear indication of how the noose is being wrapped tighter and tighter around our collective brains, is it not?
Our collective brain is right. That's what they'd like to do, make us have a collective brain so they could all be programmed into, you know, one channel. But I have been following and writing about technocracy for a long time. And I personally believe, this is my very strong opinion, until America recognizes the nature and character of technocracy and technocrats, we won't make any progress in stopping them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're happy to operate out of the deep state in the shadows. They've had their way with us in so many ways until it gets to that tipping point. And some might argue, Patrick, that we're already there.
Well, some will. There's until the game is over, it's not over. That's about all I can say about it right now. It does look discouraging in some cases, but, you know, people are resisting. They're beginning to resist this whole idea of massive, ubiquitous surveillance, for instance, and, you know, people watching you all the time and following your every move. They're getting nervous about that, and they should.
Well, it's such a violation, as you write in the book, of what it's all about for us, stated in the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution. And anything that comes into you know, any kind of form of operation in our government and is going to be utilized of the people, needs to be reconciled with those two documents. If it doesn't, then we need to reject it. The fact of the matter is, you know, these technocrats know that we lean to convenience. So that's like, you know, we're like addicts to convenience. So they throw out a convenient option and we jump all over it without even realizing what we are suspending, including our brains and our liberties.
That's right. Yeah. Convenience plus ignorance is a deadly mixture. And that's exactly what we've seen. You know, the Facebook, for instance, just recently admitted that they will track users, even though location services are turned off on all their apps.
Right.
You say, well, how can they do that? They're supposed to be off. If it's off, it's off. I don't want Facebook to track me. Well, they said, no, that's not true. You know, we have ways to do it, and they do. So you can go through your smartphone and turn everything off on Facebook you can possibly find, and they will continue to identify you and deliver up context-sensitive, you know, marketing ads and stuff, depending on where you are and what your interests are and stuff like that. And you can't shut it off. So this, you spread that across all the different places where you go, whether it's Google or, you know, Twitter or some of the other social media places. They're tracking you all the time, and you can't turn it off.
And what about interconnectivity? What you know, kind of like what they did with, you know, with Mike Flynn, you know, what the FBI was able to do. It was not only Mike Flynn. Now you've got other people around, you know, that interconnect with Mike Flynn. They're part of the dragnet, are they not?
Well, that's right. When you're sitting on top of all this data and you have the ability to look across different data sets and stuff to pull information out, there's a very dangerous risk that you will not interpret the information correctly because it'll come at you in a way that's disconnected. This is happening all over society where people are making assumptions based on what they see, but they're not seeing the whole picture.
Right.
And yet, when they make a decision on something, it could cost somebody their life, life in prison or whatever.
Yeah, as we're finding out right now. And to your point here is that you know, the technocrats understand our worldview, our inclination, as I mentioned earlier. You know, convenience is a big thing, a big part of it. But they also, you know, take advantage of the general goodwill of most Americans. We're not as suspicious. I mean, as we used to be. We need to be more suspicious, and now more than ever, because of the technocracy that is out there. I mean, when we were little kids growing up, we always asked, you know, the number one question was why, right? And somehow, when we get to be adults, we don't ask that anymore. We just somehow we think that everybody is pretty benign, that they're all looking out for our best interest. That's what's so shocking about, you know, or politically what's happening in our government is people, they just don't quite believe and understand the deep state, that there would actually be people that would be anti-American and, you know, be living within our country, taking advantage of all the benefits of it and doing everything they can to upend it. In your book, Patrick, you say in the last 50 years or so, you identify that there's been attacks on our Constitution. But I would say, in all humility, that as soon as the people, you know, our founding fathers got together and wrote up the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, you had antithetical forces immediately saying, hey, you know, we cannot allow this to happen. You know, we've been pushed to the back of the bus, and we'll just operate in the shadows here, and we'll whittle away at this. And along the way, there have been interruptions, you know, that have challenged, you know, our form of government. And of course, the big thing for them, the big wedge, was what happened with Darwin and his book in, you know, the 1850s when that was released. Because suddenly, I mean, the very basis of our Constitution, as our founding father said, it really was written for a people of religious views and religious health. That, you know, without religion, the foundations of the Constitution would crumble. And so you know, we took a big hit. I say we, faith-believing people, people who believed in the American dream, took a big hit when people decided that Darwin gave them a reason to let go of God and to begin to see things according to their own eyes. So now man doesn't matter, and I can do as I darn well please. But we'll continue with Patrick Wood after this and talk more about his latest book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's coming about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Your program, and your calls, your opinions. Like Bill Martinez, live.
You know, Chestnuts on an Open Fire. Love the song. Hate the nuts. And I'm a nut guy. I got to tell you. I remember the first time I went to New York, I said, oh, Chestnuts, I got to try them. It's like somebody saying, oh, you know, first time you go to Hawaii, you got to have some poi. I have to have poi? And then they tell you later on, well, you got to just develop a taste for it, you know, like liver. You haven't had liver. It's not cooked. They haven't cooked it right. It doesn't matter. Liver's liver. Chestnuts roasting. I don't care what kind of open fire, whatever. They taste like chestnuts. They just don't do much for me. Of course, this year we're missing chestnuts in New York because a little bit of a boycott there. And I'm not much of a boycott person, but this I've really had it. And I hope New York gets the idea because we're really disappointed because we love New York at Christmas time. I just think it's such a special time of year, special place to be in. But these knuckleheads, you know, because we love the theater as well, as you know. But these knuckleheads, you know, Patrick, they want to, you know, get all political. I just want to go see a play and be entertained. I don't care about your politics, okay? I do enough of this, you know, Monday through Friday, about 50 weeks a year. I don't need to come to New York and hear, you know, you pontificate about politics. That's not what I paid for. And especially what they're charging us for there on Broadway anymore. It's pretty expensive. And I don't want that kind of indoctrination, frankly, you know? My humble opinion.
The whole thing with technocracy is about indoctrination. It's about brainwashing. Well, and yeah. It's happening all over the planet. It's not just here. It's everywhere. Look at China. China is a technocracy these days. It's a fully right. engineered society. And they're absolutely steeped on brainwashing their people.
Right.
And I just published an article today, by the way, on persecution of Christians in China. They hate the idea that Christians refuse to be conformed to the state.
Yeah.
And, of course, the biblical mandate to Christians is, like in Romans chapter 12, is be not conformed to this world, right? Yes.
Right.
So they refuse to conform. And
well, yeah, because you're renewing your mind in the mind of Christ.
That's right.
You know, the higher calling, not the lower calling of humanity's idea of how the world should work, right? Like
That's right. This drives the technocrats nuts in China. So they're persecuted. They're ramping up the persecution against Christians to burn the Bibles, to destroy the crosses, to, you know, tear down the churches and stuff. And they're arresting pastors over their left and right because they refuse to conform. And it's not that they're openly hostile. They're not trying to take over China, but the technocrats hate it because they resist the brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens. And
exactly.
This is what's happening increasingly in America as well. If you resist the brainwashing that they want to give to you, you're targeted and you're going to be one way or another. You're going to be persecuted and manipulated until you conform.
Yeah.
Now, of course, in China's case, it's interesting. The more they persecute the church, the larger the church gets. there's people coming to faith in China in record numbers today because of the persecution that the Chinese government is putting on the Christian church. So,
and no surprise, because that's been the history. I mean, look what's happened. Every time the church has been persecuted, it just takes off. And what happens is you have people, you know, Patrick, when you have people that are that convicted to choose God over man, I mean, something has happened to them psychologically. I mean, we talk about the renewing of their minds, but something so deep that in many cases, I mean, you've got martyrs there. You've got people being killed because of their faith in Christ. Merry Christmas, by the way. And here we are, you know, by comparison. But here in America, you know, the plan, it's still the plan. Whether it's in China, whether it's here, whether Iran, Iraq, I mean, go around. It is there because you have man wanting to see things according to their own eyes. I like what you wrote here in reminding us of, you know, your book is such a primer. Again, it reminds us because you take us through the process and remind us of, you know, what's important. I mean, you know, I often say that if you don't know what it is you're missing and what the intent was, well, then you really, well, first of all, you're not going to miss it. And then later on, you're going to end up regretting going, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'd have been so, you know, so better off had I done it the other way, had I known the facts. But, you know, I think in some cases that statement of ignorance of the law and the law of God and God's nature, is no excuse. I mean, there's plenty of evidence out there, but it's up to us. But, in the preface, you quote Daniel Webster from 1837 here, and I think this is where we are right now. He says, I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. To your point, they don't want the remedy because they've got it all figured out, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, that statement is basically our last hope in America. If it's possible to inform enough people about what, you know, how the world really works today, they may well and probably will apply a remedy to put a stop to it somehow. But right now, that doesn't look too awful. And, you know, people like you and I are doing what we can.
Right. Well, this is why they're fighting against Trump so much, because Trump said in his inauguration speech, which, oh, by the way, the deep state and the politicos of the Beltway said it was a dark speech. And I think the reason they saw it as a dark speech and heard it as a dark speech, because unlike Barack Obama, who announced the fundamental transformation of our country, fundamental to what, I still don't know. But it wasn't anything that I think had any semblance or association with the U.S. Constitution. But Donald Trump says, today I'm returning the government back in the rightful hands of we the people. You remember that when he said that?
I do.
That was profound. And, you know, for the people of Main Street America, everyday citizens, Patrick, we got that. We heard it. Now what we have to do is, because of the forces that have been antithetical to everything but we the people. See, our Constitution and Declaration of Independence puts we the people in the position of authority. But we have relegated that authority to the elites. And this is why we've got the messed up country that we have right now, that we can't even secure a border. And we want to have, these long lasting debates about a wall or what you define as a wall. It's like, I don't care what you call it. We've got people storming our borders, coming in here, killing our citizens, taking the jobs away from the people here in America. And the number one job of the President of the United States is national security. So get behind him and help him out. I get it. You don't like him. Okay, no big whoop. But look at his policies, look what he's trying to do, and especially in light of what your book, again, reminds everybody, what you've been yelling from the rafters about, is this technocratic movement that has been enveloping our country.
That's right. We don't, and as Americans, we don't need to agree. In fact, we'll never agree on everything across the political spectrum in America. But we do need to get back to the point where we realize that a nation is a nation of people based on certain principles, and basically it's borders, language, and culture. That's it.
Yes.
And we need to face that. You know, I'm all for visiting, you know, having different ethnic communities and stuff around. That's a really a cool thing, in my opinion.
Exactly.
But when people refuse to assimilate, when they insist on using the tools of our generosity against us,
yes,
to destroy us and cause us harm, we have to say no.
Right.
This is America. This is not the way we play in America. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or liberal or progressive or conservative or libertarian. It's an American issue, not a political dogmatic issue.
Yeah, without a doubt. More information on your book. Where can they go? We got 10 seconds here, Patrick.
Amazon.com for sure has all my books, and so does technocracy.news.
Patrick Wood, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A key Republican senator says when it comes to ending the partial federal government shutdown,
there'll never be a deal that doesn't have money for the fiscal barriers that we all have in the past agreed we need.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham speaking to reporters outside the White House after having Sunday lunch with President Trump.
The president is not asking for too much, and we're going to put on the table some ideas that have been embraced in the past. The question is, can we stop hating each other enough up here to find a way forward that'd be a win-win?
Today is day 10 of the shutdown. Russian media is reporting the Kremlin's detaining a U.S. citizen on spying charges. The TASS news agency says Paul Whelan was arrested by Federal Security Service officers during a spy rally in Moscow. The White House has not released any comments. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and very independent. This is the way we roll here. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Mark Meckler joins us now, the president of Citizens for Self-Governance, grassroots leader, co-founder of the Tea Party movement. Always good to have Mark with us. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
Hey, let's go right down the list. I mean, there's so much stuff happening here right now. They're here. They're at our border. President Trump is doing everything he can. And, of course, we've got a judge that says the president shouldn't. Thank you very much, ACLU, and all these other liberal-minded individuals that think that our national security is not important, that if people break the law, that they should still be given, I guess, grace and mercy and extended all benefit, even though they're illegal.
I'm a big fan of grace and mercy, but I'm also a big fan of the rule of law.
Yes.
And we have laws that prevent this sort of stuff. We have a constitution that sets out appropriate authority. And the authority in controlling immigration and border control is the president of the United States. And we all know there are liberal courts that will intervene if liberals ask them to. This is one of the reasons it's so important right now that the president and the administration are remaking the federal judiciary.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, because at every turn, it seems that anything that has to do with Donald Trump, the first answer is no, it's a knee-jerk response, no. And they know, I say they, the operatives out there, the liberals, the progressives, they know what court to approach and where they're going to get the, you know, the courts to do their bidding for them. And meanwhile, you know, okay, so what's the answer? You know, people break the law and we're still supposed to accommodate it. And what are we telling the rest of the country? It's okay to be lawless?
Yeah, this is a fundamental problem in America. We're either going to be a country of laws or not, and a lawless country is not a good idea. I also think that it shows a weakness in Congress, though, which really frustrates me, Bill, which is Congress has the absolute authority to remake the federal judiciary. I'll give you a great example. Out here in the western United States, in California, the Ninth Circuit is the worst circuit in the country, the most overturned circuit in the country. Mm-hmm. Also, by the way, the busiest and most backlogged and biggest circuit in the country. Congress has the authority to break that circuit. They can break it up into pieces. They could create two or three more circuits. Mm-hmm. They could shrink the liberal ninth down to nothing but, say, Bakersfield and really reduce or remove its influence. And I think Congress ought to do that.
Well, they've been saying they were going to break it up last year. What happened?
Okay, it's fecklessness on the part of Republicans in Congress. And obviously now things are going to change with the Democrats in control of the House. They've lost their opportunity. So it's just frustrating for me because we keep saying that we're frustrated with these courts. D.C. Circuit is another court that's a real problem. Mm-hmm. And so we need to break those courts up, make them smaller, make them less influential, and put some good conservative jurists in place.
You know, without a doubt. Well, here we are, you know, with the Trump administration. He has seated two conservative justices, possibly maybe even at least one, if not two more, after his reelection, right?
Yeah, and that makes me happy. I'm pleased to see it. The more originalists we get on the court, the better. The reality is 99% of all cases decided in the federal courts never are granted cert at the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. but they're decided by the lower federal courts. So while for the sort of ultimate decisions, Supreme Court is important, I would argue too important, the lower federal courts are very, very important. So getting the confirmations rolling, finishing those off, steamrolling Jeff Flake, who's trying to stop confirmations right now, those things are critically important to the future of the country.
Yeah, Jeff Flake is not helping us on so many levels. I mean, for him to, you know, make the pronouncement. I mean, come on, you're on your way out the door. I mean, you know, what is this, your last stand type of thing? And even then, I mean, how about taking a stand, you know, for the country? Let's get this thing, you know, moving and get people in place. But no, you want to, you know, throw a wrench in the spokes of the president here?
I think it's actually in the mold of John McCain. Remember, McCain's last act of defiance was sort of a middle finger to the president on Obamacare. We're still stuck with the structures of Obamacare, thanks to John McCain. Yeah. And I think Flake is walking the exact same path. In other words, he's going to leave office, and he's going to make sure the last thing he does is give the president the middle finger. It's not patriotic. It's not in the best interest of the nation. It's really offensive.
How many seats did John McCain affect because of that? Because he refused to go along, and then, of course, his comment afterwards, which little has been said, that, you know, after he turned his thumb down, he made a comment I think he said it to Schumer. He said, well, let's see if this guy can make America great again.
Yeah, look, so, I mean, it just shows how small and petty John McCain was. Mm-hmm. I tire of the talk of him as a war hero. I mean, I appreciate that, and he definitely was. But honestly, he spent a lot of the rest of his life doing things in Washington, D.C. that I have no admiration or respect for. I don't think that he was a good public servant. I don't think he served either the people of Arizona or the people of the United States. And I think the same can be said about Jeff Flake. He's walking that same path. I think he plans to run for president in 2020, and to me, that's just a joke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he knew he didn't have much standing as a senator, so he was getting out of the, you know, getting out of the way. Now he wants to run for, you know, for president. It's like, okay, let's bring it on. Let's talk about Jim Acosta. Here we've been on again, off again. His rudeness had continued for a long time. You knew this was coming to a head. It finally did. And then again, the court says, no, you cannot just take away his credential. There has to be criteria. The White House printed up criteria, and they had initial plans to not return the hard pass to Jim Acosta, but now they've decided go ahead and let him in.
Yeah, look, I disagree with the court, and the court's ruling was a ruling on due process. It was not a First Amendment ruling. So I actually think that part of it's a victory. They didn't say that he has a First Amendment right to be there. What they said is that once you give him a pass, you can't take it away without due process. So what the administration has done now, hopefully with the help of their legal counsel, is put in a process that will meet the due process requirements. And if Acosta or the other people misbehave, they'll be removed. Mm-hmm. In any public setting like that, inside an institution, decorum must be maintained. If we don't have that, it breaks down. It's just chaos. That's what we're seeing at press conferences. I think the president and Sarah Sanders and others in the White House are attempting to get a handle on that, and well, they should.
Mm-hmm. Mark, we're on the other side of the midterm elections. You know, boy, this feels so suspicious. You know, you're opening trunks of cars. You're finding all these ballots, ballots not being counted. Broward County is a mess. Dr. Snipes, I guess, has resigned. But we've got it all over Riverside. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, we've got a special counsel pursuing Russian collusion. And initially, when this was first brought up, I thought, okay, well, maybe they're going to do something about this whole election process and maybe get to the bottom of some of these shenanigans that's been going on. You know, Eric Holder would lead us to believe that there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I keep saying, well, if there is no such thing as voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and convicted of it?
Yeah, I think this is a narrative. It's a false narrative. It's fake news on the left. One of the important things to remember about the whole fake news idea is that the most important part is not what they say, it's what they don't say. It's what they don't report. It's by omission.
Right.
This idea that there's no voter fraud. First of all, in any system as large as ours with 350 million people, with 150 million people or so voting, there's always going to be some voter fraud. So saying unequivocally there's no voter fraud, you can't eliminate it with that many people. But the left has a false narrative that there's none. People are being convicted of it. There are over 87 instances of it in Texas alone. There's a voter fraud ring that was led by a former Democratic official there that is now being prosecuted. It's happening all over the country. What we have to do is get rid of early voting, absentee voting, same-day registration. These are all mechanisms designed to allow fraud. We need to tighten it down. My proposal, Bill, would let's have 4 days of voting. Let's vote, say, Wednesday through Saturday, so everybody has the chance to vote. Have the polls open really long hours so everybody has the chance to vote. But let's get rid of all this crazy paperwork stuff that is allowing all this voter fraud.
Why is the fraud coming from one party? You know, from the Democrats only. Am I missing something here?
No, because they can't win otherwise. Their ideas can't prevail. So they win either in the courts or by stuffing ballot boxes.
Well, Mark, I look forward to pick up the conversation with you again. Mark Meckler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been
been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for the amazing one. We have the amazing Kreskin back with us. Whenever we get a chance, I always love talking with Kreskin, because no matter what it is that you and I talk about, I just feel better talking to you. You know that? I want you to know that, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much for saying that. I've been very blessed. And by the way, Bill, when we have about 6 minutes left, please alert me because I have an announcement to make that you're amongst the first to hear this, and okay. I'm extraordinarily excited about trying to keep calm, which is, you know, for a person who drinks heavily. I don't drink heavily. I don't drink at all. By the way, Bill, and that's the other thing I'm going to say, if we can't laugh at ourselves in this day and age, we're in damn trouble. That's all I'm going to say.
That's the problem. We got too much attitude flying around. You know, we got to lighten up, and after all, it's the season, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld will not do, and I've been over 1,000 universities in this country and Canada. He will not do a university anymore. Could you ever believe that it would have ever happened?
No.
The universities will now edit what a comedian can joke about. Edit? When I was a kid, I saw in the news on the weekends in the movie theaters, I saw pictures of scenes of Bob Hope sitting next to Franklin Delano Roosevelt during a war, and Roosevelt's laughing because Hope was mocking everything you could think of being, and the service people loved. If we can't laugh at ourselves, we're in serious, and I mean that. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's why we're so uptight. I mean, it's like what somebody hijacked the campuses of our university and said they're no longer it's a no laugh zone. You can't laugh. You can't have humor. I mean, come on. I mean, look at we're losing out so much. We're too uptight. Back, you know, when you and I were growing up, I mean, that was the whole deal. Everybody was too uptight, right? And so who would have thought it would cycle back and it would be the young kids that are just so stressed out and uptight.
Well, now you said something, Bill, very significant that I've been discussing in conferences lately, and some people, some sociologists have told me and said, Chris, you need to pursue this more strongly. The public doesn't quite grasp the seriousness of this, and they feel it could be as many as 30%. What's happening now, by the way, is, and it started about five, six months ago. Mm-hmm. Young people, I'm talking about people late high school age or college age, are not going to be dating as much anymore. They're not going to be going, oh, they might be going to some noisy thing where everybody's screaming and shouting and everything, but they're not going to be dating because there's unconscious nervousness. After all, how can people feel? And I'm against sexual abuse or anything like that.
Right.
But when you hear people suing individuals that they remembered something that happened 23 years ago, as students, they can't be stupid about this. Worry, well, gee, if I put my hand on someone, sure, if I do this and so forth.
Right.
And we do make mistakes as young people, but we learn from it. Now we're having to live with the fact, as many. Executives have said to me, as many have said to me, the reason, in fact, one company will no longer hear what I'm about to say, and since I dated the gal, the lawyer that told me this, because I dated her before they were married, and he said it's going worldwide, any private conference, individual to individuals that they have from now on, there will always be an attorney present. Can you imagine?
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine it, and I don't blame people for being on guard. In fact, we've been visiting with
that commentary.
Oh, it really is. And right now, just you know what you're touching on, without getting too heavy, because I brought you on so that we could chuckle and laugh and think about some things here. But Dr. Warren Farrell has written, I think, one of the books of the season called The Boy Crisis, and he reinforces what you're talking about, the lack of dating, interaction, young men getting married later, women getting married later, the confusion of the sexes right now.
Getting married.
It's a total mess.
He's a very wise, a very brilliant writer.
Yes.
He really has gotten some very, very important messages across. And by the way, the sad thing, and then we'll go on from there, is that one thing that's happening with a lot of young people is this sense of loneliness.
Yes.
I've said this to you many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You show me a person who has 200 friends on the internet, and I'll show you a lonely person.
Right.
Friendship is a bond between living people. You understand? You don't understand. So
face to face. Exactly. Well, this is why the next time I'm in New York, you and I are getting together over a drink, cup of coffee, or something, buddy. We got to be together here.
Go ahead. A gal, I'm not a drinker, but and she's unfortunately no longer with us. But I took her around on some of the tours, but we love a drink called a White Zinfandel. Now, a lot of people who drink don't like it because it's too mild. Mm. But I rediscovered it a few months ago. Maybe I'll have a drink once every 2 or 3 weeks, but it's a very mild thing. And
it's a good social drink.
That's a good social drink.
Exactly.
But a lot of people who like liquor say, it's not strong enough. It's over that. Yeah. But, it's just, I had a performance recently at an Italian event, and my family's originally from Sicily, my mother's side of the family.
Okay, I got to give you a warning. We're coming to 6 minutes, just so you know, okay? So go ahead.
So real all quick, right. They had a special cocktail that I drank, and I drank it like it was a glass of water. Dumb me. My God, you had to take care of me. I don't drink heavily. But they laughed because I survived. Listen, I got to tell you, Bill, I got to tell you this. I'm very excited about this, and I thank all the people in Florida and around, and all over the country, and people have sent emails from England and everywhere else, and I thank you for your support. I can't answer you folks all, but I read every message that's been sent me. And the reason I've been getting these messages that we announced and it has gotten onto the internet and so forth, and I'm excited to announce that a new motion picture is going to begin production on the life of yours truly.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's going to be great.
And the gentleman who's writing the script is Patrick Coppola. But you know, I've got to tell you something, Bill. It's something I wasn't seeking. I wasn't looking for. I'm just so overwhelmed, and it's exciting. It's all I can. I don't want to.
Well, we can't wait for that. That's going to be great. Kreskin, 2019. What do you see in the coming year?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I see a certain character on radio who will be more lively than ever. I don't want to mention his name because he'll hang up on me right now. But I have to tell you this because you are a spirit of the great history of radio where there's a life to it. And I don't mean necessarily by language or coarse language. You have a spirit in the way you speak. Mm-hmm. And that I feel is a gift. There are people who had it through the years in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
One was Arthur Godfrey, who just in the manner he spoke, you felt, and Steve Allen wanted me to do his life story before he died. He said, "Be a forgotten giant." But you have a great spirit, and it comes. I feel a bond with you within 4 or 5 seconds after you call. Even if I'm going to disagree with you, I said, "No, I'm kidding you."
No.
You're very special.
Well, that's very kind. That's very kind.
By the way, I want to give some tips to people traveling because as I've said the last time I talked to you at the airline, and I've an airline industry, I've flown a little over 3.5 million miles, over 3.5 million. But I want to give a tip, and people, they'll ask, lately some travel people have called me and said, Chris, what do you advise on travel? You've traveled the world, you've been in the Middle East, you've been in Japan and England and so forth, and on and on I could go. I want to give you a tip, folks, because traveling today has become somewhat expensive, and this is not knocking the travel industry. But do yourself a favor, because some of the travel is controversial, some has become stressful and what have you, and I don't want to mention countries where it is, where if you go into a hospital and you want to visit your husband, you have to pay $1,000 to go into the hospital to see your husband who may have been, and this is, by the way, not singular experiences, scores and scores. My advice to you folks is this. Find someone you know and just talk to them and say, tell me about your travel and what was special about any place that you want to recommend to me that you went to. Mm-hmm. Hear what they say in their own words as a friend or an acquaintance. You might get more advice than reading all the paperwork you can. I mean that. Yeah. And by the way, I have let notes for people that said I did exactly that. And after this person explained why they liked it, why they liked going to homes and visiting people at homes. And so there's no harm in at least getting another opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And another thing I got to tell you about.
Okay, real quick. We only got about a minute and a half, Kreskin, and I wanted to get some of these predictions that you're.
Let me tell you this.
Okay.
I'll tell you one other thing. It's only going to be a few years before California almost completely loses the middle class. The middle class, because it's all becoming the lower class climate, and the wealthy are going to be paying for all the people who are in San Francisco. You can now defecate, as you know, on the
it's a mess.
Without,
total
but,
mess.
But Hollywood is going to continue to disappear. I understand, and I've been asked about this because the last Academy Awards was a very low rating.
Mm.
Yes. The people are leaving, the actors and actresses are leaving, finding that there's places to make movies in other parts of the United States and also in India and other areas that are less expensive and less controversial at this point. And
right.
We talked about controversy and people's opinion. Jesus, you're there to make good movies if you understand what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Political situations. And you know what I'm hinting at, but I don't want to go into right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say the upcoming Academy Awards are going to be lower ratings, but this I want to mention to all. What do we have? 2 minutes left. So
no, we have less than that. We have less than a minute.
I want to mention all the people listening in. Listen, yes, I'd like to see a cleanup in our system of government, mm-hmm. whether it's state government, national government. I think it could do I think it would be a very good thing to do.
Well, we got to leave it right there. The amazing Kreskin, the world's
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. You got it. Happy New Year, amazing Kreskin. You are awesome.
As I always say, until we talk again, not goodbye, just to be continued. Take care.
Amen. You got it. You too, buddy. Take care.
Thanks.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago.